your book's journey isn't over after it's been launched. Nope, it's got a whole lifetime ahead of itself. And so while I'm leading you through writing and launching a best-selling book, I'm also showing you how to make that book work for you for the rest of your career and your life. Welcome to Launch Your Book with Anna David. Hi, you're listening to Launch Your Book with Anna David. I am your host, Anna David. Every week, I talk about some aspect of launching a book that can change your career and your life, or I interview an entrepreneur or best-selling author, or I break down how one of the leaders in their field launched their book successfully. So today, I am answering the question, how long does it take to write and release a book? Now, I'm going to say that annoying thing, which is it can take as long a time as you want. Anthony Burgess wrote A Clockwork Orange in 3 weeks, and yet Juno Diaz wrote The Brief Wondrous Life of Oscar Wao over 10 years. I have tons of other examples of that. Faulkner wrote Light in August in 7 months, but he wrote As I Lay Dying in less than 6 weeks. You know, so there are all these examples. So if you are going to do the writing yourself and it is your first book, I would say, and I'm talking about a nonfiction book, it's much harder for me to calculate with novels, even though I wrote two novels, expect to spend about 300 hours writing your book. And so when you're deciding should you get help with it or not, calculate what you make an hour and decide if it's worth it to get help. I would say professional writers say it's a minimum of 6 months. Again, I know people who've written books in a weekend. For your first book, I would say give it a year to do a first draft and maybe another year to polish. And when I say polish, I mean do a second draft, take time between those drafts, do a third draft. And, you know, this is obviously assuming you have other things going on. Now, if you are going to do it traditionally, and I've talked about this in previous episodes, it can take a year or sometimes two to find an agent. And if you do find one and you get a great deal, it is for a nonfiction book. You are writing a proposal. Publishers do not tend to acquire completed nonfiction books. They are requiring more sample chapters these days than they used to back when I sold books on proposal. So now, you know, it used to just be one chapter, one sample chapter. Now it is up to 3 sample chapters and a book proposal. It can be 25 to 60 pages and it includes a marketing plan and the chapter outline and all comparative analysis to other books in the genre. So that is, you know, along, you know, so basically, let's say you find an agent, the agent sends your book out. It can take up to 6 months to hear back. And it may not sell. The statistics are very dismal. And then it's usually about a year or two before publication. So that is a very long time. If you are going to do it on your own, it will take considerably less time. After you go through the process of writing and rewriting, you will need a developmental edit. I've talked about this in previous episodes, but basically that's the person who's going to go in and say, chapter 3 doesn't work, and I don't know what you're talking about in chapter 5, and you should cut chapter 6 and all those things. And that's going to take, it's going to depend on how busy the editor is, because you can kind of count on the fact that no editor is only going to be working on your book at that time, because financially it's just not feasible. But bargain for at least a month, possibly two. Now, there may be back and forth and or more work for you to do once you get it back. Every editor works differently. An editor I know does one very thorough draft, gives it back to the client, then has them fill certain things in, then goes back, you know, and has 3 versions. And it's a very, very specific process. But and it depends on how many holes or gaps there are in there. So let's say that takes a month or two, then it needs a copy edit. So you will find a copy editor. It will go to a copy editor. That's probably another 2 weeks. And then after the copy edit, it should get a proofread, which is probably another week. Now, while you are doing all of that, once you have your final draft, possibly even before, you should start thinking about your cover. You should research cover designers. You absolutely can design a cover yourself. In fact, I have a course that I'll put a link to in the show notes. It shows you exactly how to design a free cover yourself. However, most people do hire cover designers. And basically, usually what happens is you come up with a concept, you give samples of covers you like, and that cover designer will come up with various versions of what your idea is. It probably takes about a month of back and forth at the minimum to finalize the cover. You, for your cover, need to create a bio and book description. The bio is probably easier to do than, you know, if you have a normal existing bio, you just have to craft it into something that is more writerly. In that course, my Launch Your Book course, I have a whole section on how to write a bio and a book description. Book descriptions can be more complicated. Obviously, looking on Amazon at other book descriptions is a great way to start, but there's a whole lot of information out there about keywords and categories and the best, most effective ways if you should have bullet points, all of those things. Again, that's in that course. I'm not trying to sell that course. I'm just telling you. You should get feedback. Do not do this in, so that you're making all those decisions yourself. But also remember that everybody's got an opinion. So particularly when it comes to editorial advice, everybody seems to think they're a writer or an editor. And so I am very careful about who I give my work to get feedback. But I give my work to when it's completed and I just want another pair of eyes to look for typos, I give it, I'm still careful. I give it to people who I think will come through, but I'm very clear about I'm not looking for advice about how to restructure this. I'm not looking for feedback about what should go. I just want you to tell me if you see typos, because the reason we miss typos and the reason our copy editors miss typos is that the brain fills in words when they're not correct. Another option for that is you can have software that reads the book aloud to you, or, and a lot of people recommend this, recording the audiobook when your book is at the copy editor, because you are going to catch mistakes as you read. So you also need blurbs for your cover. Now, a blurb is not required. And blurb in traditional publishing, which is the world I come from, a blurb means recommendations from other authors or experts. In indie publishing, it seems to mean your book description, but I use it to mean recommendations, endorsements. People take this very seriously. People obsess over this. And when I say people, I mean authors. And I will tell you, I have never once bought a book because of who blurbed it. So I do think people obsess over this unnecessarily. What I tend to do for my books, I get one blurb and I put it on the back cover. But I've had clients who did, and I did an episode about this. I had a client who had like 16 pages of blurbs as well as, dozens on his cover and his back cover. So that is up to you. But this is a process you should start early. Some people, right when they begin writing, are reaching out and saying, hey, would you blurb my book when I have it for you? I did an interview with Jay Abraham, who talked about getting blurbs as people giving him feedback as he was writing. So again, not necessary, nice to have. You can put the blurb, you can get blurbs and not put them on your front or back cover, but they will go in the editorial reviews section of Amazon, your Amazon book page. They will go in promotion, in social media posts, and in all those places. Okay, then you will need a layout. Now, you can hire a designer to do a layout. Those fees can range from $300 to $2,000. There's also software called Vellum, but it is for Mac only. And that costs $249 for lifetime access for paperback and ebook. I have a link to grab that software in the show notes for this episode. Once it's laid out, you want to go through it again. That'll take another week or two. And then there's your launch plan. Now, you, some people start this 6 months ahead of time. Some people don't plan it at all. But you can have tried to arrange press. You can have figured out your news hook. I've talked about these things in previous episodes. You can be scanning Help a Reporter out to be a source. You can put together an advanced reader team. You can put together PowerPoints. You can be DMing social media contacts and sending out newsletters. And so, like I said, that can take anywhere from 6 months to a week to no time at all. Now, if you do it traditionally, you'll have to do all the same launch plans, but they will take care of the editing and the copy editing and the cover design and all those decisions for you. So let's just say a short period of time, give yourself a year. If you're going to go traditionally, give yourself about 3 years. And know that sometimes a traditionally published book will get fast-tracked. If it's a book that's about some scandal that's taking place, a book can be written and released in a month. But that is the general time frame. Now, I'm going to have a lot of links, so definitely go to the show notes for this episode. If you would like them, you can grab them at launchpadpub.com/blog/long. And I will talk to you next week. Thanks for joining me this week on Launch Your Book with Anna David. For more info about the show, go to launchyourbookpod.com, where you can get show notes and so much more. If you got anything out of this episode, I can't tell you how much I would appreciate a review. And don't forget, my company, Launchpad Publishing, is here to help you at any stage in your writing and publishing journey. Just go to launchpadpub.com for more, and be sure to tune in next week for next week's episode.